Welcome to The Onion Opinion. Before we start the show, just a quick word from our sponsors.
Woo, we made it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a shorty. A shorty is a new content experiment that we're trying with our new wonderful podcast, The Onion Opinion. So welcome to that. A shorty always consists, at least for now, that's my definition, my current one, of a very short topic. That at this point, I'm really just surprising Bastian with this new topic. And I will call this segment the top five. So this is about the top five things that we like or dislike about a certain topic. And for now, let's just go with movies. Movies is a common one. Let's just start with an easy one. So let's go for the top five movies for the both of us. All right, you ready?
First one, definitely Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven?
Medieval. Yeah. You know the one.
Is that your five?
Medieval. No, that's my number one by far. It's like my most favorite movie ever.
Kingdom of Heaven? Is that a Chinese movie?
You have not heard of Kingdom of Heaven?
No. I'm not religious, man.
Okay, I don't know how we can be friends. No, ultimately, it's the movies playing during the, what's it called? Like the wars about Christianity.
That one war about Christianity?
No. What is it? The pilgrim, when they, in the medieval times, they try to free the Holy Land.
Okay.
So, nevertheless, so there's this guy, blah, blah, blah. He's like a bastard. His father comes back from the Holy Land. He's a small baron there. Long story short, some priest gets killed. They all escape. Dad dies. He becomes the baron. Goes
Thank to for the Holy Land
and becomes this.
Okay.
So it's a great movie about medieval shit. It's amazing. The director's cut is even better. That's my number. Wait, are we going number one to five?
Well, or
five
now we're
one?
Going number one to five, I guess. It's getting downhill from here. All right.
You have to explain the rules before you start the game. Okay, that's my number one. What's your number one?
For me, and I'm being very cheesy here, for me it's definitely The Lion King. Like the original, like 1990s, I think, version of The Lion King.
The comic version?
The comic
like
version.
Like the comic
version. Yeah, the very original one. That movie really made me cry when I watched it together with my dad. I can highly encourage. I haven't actually had the courage to watch the new one. So like they did a remaster, like they rendered the whole thing in 3D and everything.
I also don't want to watch it because I'm afraid to cry.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, definitely big on the hit list.
Big on the hit list. Okay, alright, what's your next. Number two?
Ooh, now we're getting... Oh, okay, I know you're going to hate me for it. And I don't know if it's really the top two or it's number two, but American Pie, because it's a classic.
Oh, which one? Which one? Like the original one?
The very first one, like the very, very first
the
one.
The actual
it's like
apple
the
pie
start of
situation
the
movie?
Yes.
All right.
It's like the beginning of an entire genre of teeny movies that we grew up with. And I remember it's like, oh my God, there are some titties.
Yeah. You said titties. That's okay. All right, yeah, American Pie, I like that. It's sort of unsatisfactory, like it's. I always hoped it would turn into like a serious movie, with like the guy and like this exchange student becoming a couple. But that's probably just my romantic self. Screw me. So my top two is, I'd say. It is Harry Potter.
Which one?
If I had to choose, it's probably the very first one.
Oh, good. That's the only one I watched, actually. You also read the books, right?
I did read all the books. I think I didn't read the last one. But I really liked it. And it's... Yeah. I wish that like some stupid owl would come to my place and like give me a letter so I can go to wizard school. I would have loved that. All right, number three for you is ...
Okay, you will see a common theme in my movie choices now. Gladiator.
Gladiator? Because it's a half-naked male that's sweaty?
No, because it's just an amazing movie. It's like the beginning of the movie when they're fighting the, what's it called? The Celts?
I don't know.
Is it the Celts? I'm not so sure.
Some
the norm, like
European the German people. Tribe.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
that's ultimately great movie showing like the cinematic, the photography and everything. Just amazing. It's one of the best movies ever made, in my opinion, in terms of style, and it was just something completely new.
Also, Jared Butler, who's a good actor. Is it Jared?
Yes.
I don't know. I think actually with number three, we were kind of close. For me, number three is the movie 300 with the Spartans.
Ooh, yeah.
And like the, this is Sparta kicking, kicking scene where he kicks the dude into the well, and like the cineatic, like, is it called cineatic? I don't know, whatever. Like the it's almost like a piece of art, and like it's really poetic.
It is,
and it's well done.
And you know,
it's also very brutal.
I so hate the guy who rats them out. I hate him with
your guts.
Like,
yeah, you
emotionally, I can really tell. It's like, I know it's just a movie, but man, I hope you get fucked up so hard, because he's such a snitch, and snitches get stitches.
True. All right. So like that's number three for me. What's number four for you?
Okay. You would never guess this one.
Oh God.
And it's out of the other series, but Saw.
Saw?
Like the very first Saw.
I was too afraid to watch that. I did not watch that.
You know why? But it's an amazing movie.
Is it?
I watched it. It is, because it opens up a completely new genre or a storytelling within a movie. I'm telling you, I'm pretty good of guessing the ending of movies. In Saw, when I watched it, I said, yep, that's the ending. Boom, wrong. That's the ending. Boom. Guy gets killed, and then fucking in the... Oh, I cannot tell you what happens at the end, otherwise spoiler alert, but
I will never, mind blown. Ever watch that movie. Ever.
I mean, everything after Saw 1, nope, but Saw 1, like the original Saw, great.
All right.
Super good.
Okay. So for me, number four, is a movie that I haven't seen in a while, but I have seen probably 15 times. And it's more in line with your, I think, number two, which was American Pie, I think. It's the movie called, epic title, drum roll, Hey Dude, Where's My Car?
With Ashton Kutcher. Loved it.
I love that movie. Like, the amount of kind of insider jokes that came from that movie that live on within my circle of friends until today is breathtaking. Like, dude, sweet. Like, that is never
it's
getting
sweet.
Old.
Dude. I loved it. I mean, it's so fucking funny.
It's such a stoner movie.
We don't peep. Yeah, it's great. Goes super good with my number four, five, which is Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I have never seen that movie sober.
Never. What?
Well, I have seen it. I just can't remember, because I was under the influence of some substance every time I saw that movie.
Ah, I'm telling you, I'm really torn apart, because Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay is same level. They smoking pot with Bush. They go to Guantanamo Bay and like a meatball sandwich. Oh shit, it's funny.
Okay.
It's so funny.
All right.
It's like my kind of humor. All right, what's your number five?
My number five is, that's hard. There's just like, at this point, it just really like, it's like this exponential distribution. Like, there's so many that could be number five, so that like makes it even harder.
Yeah. Plus, you don't remember any of the movie titles, right?
Exactly, which is why I'm on Rotten Tomatoes right now. So I think for me, what I would choose is I like the first Spider-Man movie. I would probably go with that one. So like the first one, not the original first one, like the first of the new ones.
It's like the third new one now. Who's the actor?
Tobey Maguire, I think.
These ones? Interesting. I like the Marvel universe. You know, the ones with that are actually also then occurring in, what's it called, Thor and all these kinds of movies.
Yeah.
I like those a lot more. The Iron Man crossover ones.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
But like that,
what do you like about the old one?
I don't know. It was just like, I do judge movies by their quality, really. It's really, like, I judge them by how they make me feel. And I was blown away when I saw that movie. That's the impression that stuck, and that's why I think I'm a huge fan.
Plus, it made it finally cool that you could wear your Spider-Man pajama.
Maybe. Strong maybe. Yeah. What's your number five?
What is that? Mine is White Castle.
Oh, right. I didn't listen to you. That shit happens. All right. So these are our top five movies. Let us know what yours are. I'd be interested. So we have the Twitter handle, TheOnionOpinion96. So tweet at us if you want. Also give us feedback. And that's our shorty for today. Thanks, Bastian. Talk to you soon.
See you, Jesus. Bye.